Tonight, there may be an energy crisis, but we've got plenty of energy here for a debate. Welcome to Both Sides with Cindy Lee, with me, Cindy Lee. Joining me on my left is Emmy Gorgon, a physician who's worked on large-scale fusion reactors or something at Freedom University. Emmy believes her research holds the key to safely replicating expired Kuju parts.
My name is actually...
On the right side, opposing her is the people's champion, last coal power lobbyist and all-around great guy, Medora Bachan.
Great to be here, Cindy. How are my godchildren?
They can't wait to see you at Thanksgiving, Medora. Now, you detail in your latest book, Once and Future Coal, that it's time to shake off these Kuju pests and fire up the old coal power plants again.
That's right, Cindy. It's time to make America coal again. Like the Rocky Mountains from which it comes, coal is the backbone of our once great country. Let's go back to the days of backyard BBQs with real Texan beef and honest blue-collar 16-hour workdays.
Delightful. I'll bring the ribs. Now, Effie, you claim you can replicate Kuju parts, but dozens have died trying to open their Kuju's core. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much better do you think you are than these dearly departed patriots?
First of all, my name is Dr. Ellie Gagnon, and I'm a physicist, not a physician. If I can get access to Fenton Kwan's early ejectors, then yes, replication is possible. Opening your Kuju's core will always be dangerous, but my experience with fusion reactors makes me one of about two people in the world who could actually...
So what I'm hearing here, Allie Canyon...
Ellie Gagnon, doctor.
Is that you think you're better than everyone else. Medora, do you think you're better than everyone?
I'm just speaking up for the average Joe who's lost a finger or two to these robo-mutts.
Who's lost a finger? No one loses a finger.
Anecdotal. Now let me tell you a story. Back in the 40s, there was a Kuju-caused blackout that left 89% of Europe without power for 45 whole minutes. They were powerless. And all this because a few Kuju had their feelings hurt. Coal has no feelings. We need to fire up the plants, connect them back to the grid. Fenton Kwan's fusion bots are ticking time bombs. They always have been, always will be. End of sentence, period, argument over.
If I may, responsible Kuju.
Argument back on, sweetie. A friend of mine calls me this morning. He's just been diagnosed with pre-cancer. He's getting rid of his Kuju and moving to a commune away from these emissaries of death. Who's to say they won't explode at random?
Hold me, I'm scared.
Excuse me, I'm a scientist.
Womp womp.
And you can't possibly think this buffoon is...
Both sides.
Yeah, can it, Dr. Strangelove?
You're listening to Quantum, an audio miniseries from Andres Wong and Highly Scientific Productions. Episode 3, Analytics.
That's extraordinary. Tell me more.
Mutations. Humanity's next generation will have to live underground. They won't be able to handle sunlight, and they'll have to hide their lizard genitalia from the ape-like creatures coming out of the caves who were created from that yogurt that everyone said wouldn't turn you gay.
Turn it off, Marnie.
Video playback terminated.
Marnie, a Gen 2 kitty Kuju, closes the Quantu projection and limps across the kitchen table with a look of concern for her owner. Dr. Ellie Gagnon, who has played this clip 9 times now? Are you kidding me? Dude.
Maybe you should stop replaying it.
I need a drink.
There's some ginseng cola in the fridge. I'd get it for you, but...
We'll get your leg fixed when I can find the parts. Who the hell?
Hello?
Look at all these letters.
Owner, don't touch.
Who are you?
Hi. I'm Ying. This is Luna. You're... Wow. Your hair is just as pretty as on TV.
Great. I'm not doing interviews, signing petitions, taking selfies, entertaining new religious deities, or debating anyone. Please leave.
Oh, we're not. Look, I promise we're not just a couple of randos.
Oh, look, the door is closing all on its own.
Freddy says hello.
You were at the off-grid?
Sure were.
We almost got murdered by crazy hippies.
Please tell me you took a decontamination shower.
We both did.
And Freddy's still there?
Yes.
But he seemed like a tough cookie.
And he wanted to stay. We didn't just, like, abandon him to his radioactive cult family.
Nope.
He didn't want to come with me either. Crazy family is still family. Come in. How did you find me?
The cool guy posted your address on Reddit.
Where should I put all this mail?
Give it to Marnie. She'll shred it.
Ooh, this one says die on it. In 9 languages. And this one has an angry face.
I'll take that.
So hold on. Why were you at the compound?
We were trying to steal back Kuju parts for our local dealer.
They fucked my supply too. That's why I went. I take it you found the shed?
Freddy showed us.
Nice kid.
We couldn't salvage anything, but we were hoping that maybe you did.
Ha! If I did, I'd be at the lab with grant money pouring out of my ears.
Right.
Ooh, a postcard. Dear Dr. Gangnam, you are an elitist science Nazi and...
Nope.
Aw.
You know, it's worse than one lone outpost of nut bars. There's an off-grid compound outside every major city, and they're all holding little nuclear fire cleansing ceremonies with every Kuju they can get their hands on. Supplies are scarce all over.
That's insane. How are they coordinating that? They don't even have phones.
Carry a pug.
Come again?
It doesn't matter. If I could just crack replication, I could solve this whole supply problem. But trying to find a Gen 1 core to study has gone from darn tricky to impossible.
Wait. You need a Gen 1 core, and then you can make new parts?
Good new parts. And yes.
Ying and Luna exchanged raised eyebrow glances. Impressive, since Luna doesn't even have eyebrows.
Does the core need to be operational?
I mean, ideally, but most Gen 1 Kujus went catatonic once their ejectors failed and ended up in landfill. They're exceedingly rare, and the few people who own them aren't exactly leaping to pry open.
Would you like to study my granny's cheeseburger?
What?
With some extra context, Ellie decides that she would indeed like to study Granny's cheeseburger. Ying hails a rickshaw, whose driver has some educated opinions about the energy crisis.
What I'm saying is, nuclear power is the backbone of this nation. Fenton Kwan's fusion bots are disease. They're ME mysteries of death.
Just drive, please.
So look, I know you're keen to help your grandmother, and to be honest, I'm really fucking excited, but I have to warn you. Opening up a core compartment is risky business. I hope you have home insurance.
Nope. But if you're gonna help Cheeseburger stay online a bit longer and give us a new synthesized ejector as thanks, that's worth the risk.
It might take a while for that second part, but I promise it's yours. And it'll be the best ejector you've ever seen.
Reminder, they're talking about robo buttholes.
Why are you doing it? You want to corner the market on Kuju parts?
You know, I met him once.
Who?
Fenton Kwan.
What?
Seriously?
The chief ME mystery of death?
Ears on the road, bud. I grew up in the Kwan orphanage of Japan, and he was passing through Calgary, so he came to visit us while he was there.
Calgary is in Alberta, not Japan.
The Japanese orphanages did so well, he franchised out to other countries. And kept the name.
What was he like?
Important. Busy. Smelled great. He told me to study hard and someday I could work with him at Quantum. He even gave me Marnie to help with school.
Marnie peeks out of Ellie's purse, all cute and shit.
I'm filled with every scientific textbook ever written, and some art history. Ellie likes art.
We both do, don't we, Marnie?
So he's like a big deal to you, huh?
I've worked on large reactors, and the mechanisms are massive and massively expensive. Fenton Kwan found a way to simplify and shrink down things that can't possibly be simplified. He's more than a genius. He's a revolutionary. Once I understand his reactors, I'll be able to help billions of people like he did, only better. We all need clean energy.
Man, I wish I had someone who'd look at me the way Ying is looking at Ellie right now.
Oh, we're here. Let's get to work.
Hey, who's gonna pay me?
Who can say? It's an ME mystery.
Upstairs, they find Granny awake and scowling, and a jittery cheeseburger sprinting from bed to machine to bed and back again, adjusting everything by millimeters. When he sees Ying, he comes to immediate twitchy attention. Not his usual.
Hi there, how are you all of you? May I ask if you have my new ejector? We have been doing well, thank you for asking. The ejector is here. Who are you, lady?
I don't think Cheeseburger is handling the ejector bypass very well.
Granny's doing okay. She's not been resting as much as she usually does, so that worries me a little. I changed her bedding and then I had some energy left, so I changed it again.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Granny. How are you doing?
She is very tired and annoyed. She did not say why she is annoyed. She is very happy to meet your friend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gagnon. This is Marnie.
Hi there.
Dr. Gagnon is here to help with the ejector.
Wonderful, excellent, divine.
I'll need to take Cheeseburger away from his duties to run some scans. From what Ying's told me, it'll take a little longer than usual. Luna, could you run the life support system for a while? I need Marnie in the shop to help me.
The system is unfortunately not compatible with my wireless power capabilities. It was built strictly for use with Gen 1 Kujus.
Well, hold on. I could Frankenstein you up to the system with a jerry-rigged adapter.
That sounds unpleasant, and I would prefer not to.
Do you have another option?
I do not.
It would be a huge help, Luna, but if you really don't want to.
It is all right. I will get Ying's jerry-rigging kit.
As Luna scurries downstairs, Ying kneels down to Cheeseburger so she can make eye contact. Which isn't easy because he's literally vibrating.
Listen, Cheese. Part of this deal is that we open up your core so Dr. Gagnon can examine it, okay?
Is it safe?
It'll be as safe as we can make it. We'll try to go fast.
Let me speak with Granny first. I need to talk to Granny.
Of course. Take your time.
Cheeseburger leaps up on the bed and he and Granny mutter back and forth. Ying notes how even though he's buzzing like an overloaded washer, he still places one of his paws tenderly on Granny's arm.
This is safe, right? Cheeseburger generates Granny's power, but he's also the only one who really knows how to take care of her.
What about you?
Yeah, Ying. What about you?
That's not the point. Will this work?
I can do this.
Luna trots back in, Ying's toolkit in her mouth.
Hello!
Thanks, Luna. Ready?
Frankenstein away.
Okay. I'm just gonna wire you in here. And here.
Ow!
I thought Kujus didn't feel pain.
Oh, really? Then what am I? Ow!
Sorry. How's this?
Bearable.
You've got this, Luna. You can do it. You can. I can do this, too.
Thank you, Cheeseburger. Come back in one piece, please.
I am ready. Let's go.
Okay. Well, my workshop's this way.
So, Cheeseburger tells me you like soap operas?
I don't know.
I cannot understand you.
There's a native family live out here that I've been trying to see for a long time.
In the workshop, Ying gets Cheeseburger set on the workbench as Ellie dumps out a bag of diagnostic tools.
Marnie, notation mode, please.
Time to power down, Cheese. You're quiet. Are you feeling okay?
A little nervous, but I believe in you. Good night, Ying.
See you soon, Cheeseburger.
I could really go for one right now.
What?
A cheeseburger. I always get hungry when I try something new. Oh, damn, this is exciting.
Whoa, wait. Something new? You've never done this before.
I've done most of it, just not the part where I open the core.
The part that kills people?
Yeah, but those people weren't nuclear physicists with 3 PhDs. Okay, let's look inside the chassis at the power compartment first.
I bypassed the ejector here.
I see that. The core compartment is badly eroded. Bypassing probably didn't help. How did you keep them running this long?
Just standard maintenance and a few workarounds. I had to get creative with, you know, Granny's life on the line.
Honestly, pretty impressive for a self-taught tinkerer. Well done.
Ying blushes redder than a Santa suit.
Thanks. You're not bad yourself. Oh, shut up, Ying.
Reinstalling the ejector now. Let me do a quick scan to see if I can't... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
So these numbers aren't great. I don't think I can do more for this ejector than you already have. But maybe the core scan will have answers for both of us.
Ellie picks up her screwdriver and takes a deep breath.
Here we go. Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Ying watches in fangirl terror as Dr. Gagnon screws open the eroded core compartment, a delicate maneuver that maybe three people have survived attempting to... Oh, yeah, nope. That's a whole lot of freaky. The core itself is tiny, but it's imposing as fuck.
I'm glad you know what you're doing.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
That's what I said. Do you know?
I said I know what I'm doing.
A familiar blue glow fills the room. Oh, I can't watch.
Scanning the core now. Safety systems should kick in a second. Maybe a few seconds?
Have they kicked in? It doesn't sound like they kicked in.
They have to. Oh my god. There aren't any safeties.
None! Close it back up!
No, I need those readings.
How much time do we have?
10 seconds.
For real?
I hope so.
Fuck!
Closing core compartment in 3, 2, 1, 0.
Close it, close it, close it!
Marnie, notation mode off. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you?
Ellie picks up her screwdriver and starts replacing the screws of the core. She's weirdly calm.
Well, I got the scan.
And we almost got nuked? What was that?
I wasn't expecting there to be no safeties.
Well, how did they go missing? I've never opened his core.
I don't know.
Okay, so what happens to Cheeseburger without safeties?
Hypothetically, he could get by without them for years. But eventually the erosion will degrade his system to the point that it can't contain the energy of the core, at which point he'll explode.
Explode?
Violently. We can't fix him.
How long does he have? How long does Granny have?
Not long. Oh my god. This must be why the other Gen 1s went catatonic. They shut down all non-essential functions to keep themselves stable. The owners throw them out, and no one notices when they go boom in a landfill.
Cheeseburger isn't catatonic, though.
Standard maintenance and a few workarounds. Like I said, well done. But at this point, I'd give him a few days at best.
Shit.
Nobody moves. There's still something hanging unsaid. Ellie picks up Marnie and moves her to the workbench closer. Ellie's not going to say it. Ying is.
Did Quan know about this when he sold them?
This is Fenton Quan we're talking about. You really think he'd sell thousands of devices that were going to explode at a certain age?
If he had, what do you suppose he would do when the Kuju started to age out?
He'd run away.
He'd disappear.
You're listening to Quantum, an audio miniseries from Andres Wong and Highly Scientific Productions. Episode 3, Analytics. Quantum is created by Andres Wong. Episode 3, Analytics, written by Samuel Smith, with Becca Friesen, Kira Hall, Mitchell Rathgeb, and Andres Wong. Directed by Andres Wong. With performances by Basil Dowd, Kira Hall, Jonathan Ho, Sarah Kolaski, Scott Law, Samantha Wan, Andres Wong, and Denise Ewan. Audio by Ryan Couldrey, Ian Gildart, and Mitchell Rathgeb. Quantum theme by Mitchell Rathgeb. Produced by Kira Hall and Andres Wong for Highly Scientific Productions. This podcast was produced with the generous support of ACTRA Toronto. And you beautiful listeners, thank you. Thank you for plucking our story out of the great sea of podcasts and putting it in your ears. We appreciate you so, so much. And if you are digging the show, we'd extra appreciate if you told all your pals how much you like it. Or if you shared us on your social feeds, which are sort of like pals. See you soon for episode 4, Embedded.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!